Every year, private schools in Pennsylvania benefit from a state tax credit program that incentivizes businesses to donate millions of dollars. There's often a debate around academic and fiscal oversight of the program. But a question has also cropped up in recent weeks about an entirely different issue, employee discrimination. Keystone Crossroads reporter Avi Wolfman Aaron explains how.
Let's start in April 2016. Governor Tom Wolf signs an executive order that prohibits state agencies and contractors that do business with the state from discriminating against employees due to their sexual orientation, gender expression, or identity.
This is the right thing for us to do, just as it was the right thing for William Penn to do when he proclaimed that Pennsylvania was a place for everyone, regardless of their religion.
A state agency then inserted a non-discrimination clause into guidelines for private schools that receive money through a pair of state tax credit programs. But several religious schools in Pennsylvania say this new rule was applied incorrectly, in a way that threatened their religious liberty. Not wanting to be compelled to hire LGBTQ employees, they lobbied Republican lawmakers to object. The administration now says it made a gaffe and removed the language. It says these private schools are not state contractors and can benefit from the program regardless of hiring practices. That may be the correct interpretation of the law, says Raynell Brown Staley of the Education Law Center. But she says it's
part of a larger concern that we have about moves to provide government funding and other forms of government support to private institutions.
Keystone Crossroads reached out to several lawmakers and advocates who lobbied to remove the non-discrimination language but did not receive an interview. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, Keystone Crossroads.